Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mining Now. I'm your host, Jared Downey, and we are filming from SME in Phoenix. So we have Brendan Parker on, Managing Director at AMPS and AMPS Academy. Brendan, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. Great to be here.
You're kicking off the day with us, so thank you for your patience with our technical issues. I just want to kick off the show a little bit about your background. How long have you been in the mining industry?
Yeah, sure. Nice to be in Arizona for starters.
Yeah.
First time here at SME. But I started about 20 years ago. So I graduated from the WA School of Mines in Kalgoorlie in Western Australia. And since then, I've done a lot of fly-in, fly-out work. Did some time over in Canada. Did a lot of work around the studies. Projects, working for various companies. And then about 12 years ago, I started AMPS back in 2011. Since then, we've sort of grown to a team of just over 80 mining professionals.
Wow, that's quite quick growth. What's sort of the focus in North America for this trip?
Yeah, so because we've been in operation for about 12 years, providing training and mentoring and improving mining operations, their processes and systems, we really want to broaden our or grow the team and be able to provide those expertise that we do have in Australia and from all of our work around the globe into the North American market.
Just to sort of circle back to your background, quite a few years in mining. What is sort of the draw for you? Like, how did you choose to get into mining? Was it family area that you lived in? What kept you in it and then sort of motivated to start something like AMPS?
So, funny story, actually. I grew up on a farm in the southwest of Western Australia. Had no idea about mining at all. Enjoyed my maths and sciences and being outdoors. And someone suggested I'd try mining engineering, and I had no idea what it was at first. So gave it a crack, moved to Kalgoorlie for year one, and did my 4 years in Kalgoorlie and yeah, never looked back. It's probably the best career that I could have ever asked for.
Well, how's the trip to North America? Are you staying here a while? Are you sort of spending some time? What's your setup for this trip?
Yeah, so it's, pretty big schedule. So we spent a bit of time in Denver. We've just opened our new Denver office. Mm. So a lot of time getting that set up. And all the logistics around that. So we spent some time in Denver, a bit of time in Salt Lake City, catching up with some colleagues and clients there. Then we spent some time in Elko in Nevada, again, catching up with colleagues, doing some business development. And now we're down in Phoenix for SME. Next stop is Toronto for PDAC. And then I've got a quick stop over in Vancouver before I finally get home.
Oh, you could have done an in-studio here with us. For anybody who's learning about AMPS for the first time, can you sort of break down AMPS, AMPS Academy, and then once you sort of break down also why you set it up that way? It's quite an interesting thing.
Yeah, sure. When we first started AMPS, it was a real focus on underground drill and blast. So that was my passion, and that's where I started. So AMPS started as an underground mining engineering company focused on drill and blast. We then grew into all the tech services. So looking at the planning, the scheduling, and how do we improve mining operations? Because we were lucky enough to travel around to so many different sites, we could see that there was a decline in the skills in mining engineers, and operations were essentially getting, in some cases, worse because of that knowledge gap. So we really wanted to try and improve that again. And that sort of aligns with us providing technical services, reviews, and improvement on mining operations. So because of such a passion for that training, it all aligns with reviewing how an operation works, working with the client to then come up with some better solutions and strategies and processes and systems. And then you need to be able to train those mining engineers on site. On how to do those things better. So there's all the tech services review and optimization, which then aligns really, really well with the education and training piece. So the AMPS Academy was formed when we actually developed an in-person or a classroom drill and blast course, and we wanted to provide some more structure to that. So the Amps Academy was started, and we started developing content with our key partners, BHP and Anglo American, and we were able to put together some really good practical training that engineers would be able to use as they progress through their career. And the Amps Academy started trading as its own business in July of last year.
Let's talk about our heavy industry tour brought to you by Savannah Equipment, supplying mining equipment worldwide, and Geograph, solving customer challenges through innovation and design, higher performing parts, engineered solutions, on-time spare parts supply, and high-quality repairs. We are heading to events across North America and Australia and filming episodes on location. Email us at info@crownsman.com to be part of Crownsman's Heavy Industry World Tour. Brookville Equipment Corporation is a world-class American manufacturer specializing in underground mining and tunneling equipment for transportation of materials and personnel. Producing rail-mounted and rubber tire equipment, Brookville's vehicles are designed to meet the demanding needs of their customers' unique applications. Brookville also offers contract manufacturing solutions for your already engineered designs while fabricating it into a small component or a final product. You can see their full list of capabilities at brookvillecorp.com, or you can contact them at 814-849-2000. Hey, mining enthusiasts, registration for CIM Connect 2024 Vancouver from May 12th to 15th is now open. Last year, this convention had over 6,800 participants from 60 countries, with 1,796 delegates, 702 booths, and 320 presentations. Secure your spot and register now at convention.cim.org. CIM Connect 2024, where quality and innovation define the experience. Revolutionize your mining operations with MassPro's engineering excellence. Their engineering talent can transform your mining machinery, supercharge your productivity, and improve your equipment optimization. Your success is their mission, and they're prepared to take your mining operations to new heights by maximizing efficiency, safety, and ore extraction like never before. Head to masspro.com.au for further information.
I think you're beside LiveMine. I just wanted to clarify that connection. So, like, we had Bun O'Shaughnessy on from LiveMine. Now, is there some sort of connection to that organization, to AMPS, either the academy or the company?
Yeah, AMPS has sort of been a little bit of a breeding ground for technology companies. So LiveMine actually started being developed under the AMPS brand, and then that became its own business back in 2018, I think it was. So I'm still a major shareholder in LiveMine. So I'm the commercial director at LiveMine as well. Then AMPS Academy was formed last year. So that's the main connection between AMPS and LiveMine.
So are you seeing more of that now, though, that because you're sort of plugged into all this development within the mining, the academy, is it like new? Do you sort of get word of new technologies? People want to work with you to sort of get their products into the market, things like that. Is that part of the strategy?
Yeah, the really great thing about my role focused around that business development is we've got all of the AMPS engineers and geologists working out on site. So we're in touch with a lot of the operations, which then also means we understand their data management requirements and what they could potentially do. And that also leads into the AMPS Academy, where we can understand their training requirements and we can combine all of those together to provide solutions, which are different, but to similar markets on the mining operation.
What's day one? Like when you're expanding into a market, like you are in the US expanding your business, you said you've opened an office in Denver. What are the first conversations you're having with them? When they reach out or when you first make contact, what are sort of the main focuses of those preliminary, you know, those first couple weeks of back and forth?
One of the really important things that we try and do is it's asking questions, understanding where an operation is and their understanding of how well they're performing. So we don't want to come in and just bash a solution into an operation. It's really partnering with our clients to understand what they want to do and where they want to go, and if it's going to align with some of the products and solutions that we've got to offer.
So when you say products and solutions, are you using a suite of in-house ones? Is it a mixture? Are you using third-party ones? How do you put together an actual solution for a client?
So In the amp side of things and looking at the engineering department, we'll go in and do a review of their technical department and look at all their inputs, their outputs, and their processes. So looking at where does survey information fit into the tech services team, where does the geology information come in, what the engineers have to do, what processes and systems they need to follow to make sure that they get a good plan out to their operators. So doing that technical review allows us to identify some of those areas for improvement, and then we can work with the client to identify which ones they want to implement, which ones they'd like some assistance with, and then that rolls into some of the ongoing training and support that we provide as well through our mentoring program, which we have as part of AMPS consulting.
Are there a few things that sort of almost every mine needs support in, as in like consistent areas where they're losing productivity or efficiency, that pretty much if you're going to a mine, you know that that's going to be something that that's going to be need to be dealt with?
Yeah, with the skills gap and the need for mining engineers at the moment, a lot of engineers are progressed through into new roles and promoted very quickly. So the skills and knowledge aren't as deep as they once were. So it's some of those fundamentals, especially around the drill and blast, the planning, the scheduling. It's some of the fundamentals which are sort of the key areas that we focus on. And a lot of operations that we work at through Australia, North America, Africa, are all similar in that sense. And there are some gaps that we can certainly assist with.
What do you see similar in when you're North American market, Australian market? Is it very similar, or do you see even distinction between mining culture?
Yeah, I suppose the major difference is in Australia, there's a lot of fly in, fly out. So for example, take Perth on the in the Western Australia. Perth is a fly in, fly out city. And if I wanted to change job, I just need to get on a different plane. I don't need to lift up my whole family and move to a different town to get a new job. So there's a lot of information which is transferred through that fly in, fly out process because people are able to move sites a lot easier. The big difference I have seen in North America is there's a lot of residential work. So there's a lot of long-term people that have been at mining operations. So that transition of knowledge between sites isn't as prevalent. So there's opportunity for new ideas and concepts to come into some of these operations with either a bit more of a transient workforce or some of the expertise that we're able to provide at AMPS.
When you're expanding into the North America, is that done through existing clients? You're already collaborating. You come to North America and then sort of it sort of organically expands, or what has your approach been to that North American market, or is it going to be?
Yeah, so a lot of it is around existing contacts that we have. We do have a rather large network, so we're leveraging off those at the moment, meeting new people. At the conference here, meeting as many people as we can, touching base with them, seeing how their operations are going. So there'll be a lot of business development and hopefully a lot of site visits and meeting new people. And that'll be our sort of main goal over the next couple of years as we expand into North America.
This is a bit of a tricky question, and we don't need to rush through it. But from the first two clients, three clients you had, has your approach, the company's approach, I mean, I'm sure you've gone to now 80 employees. What is it like now when you're onboarding a client as opposed to those first few clients that you had, now growing at the scale you are, expanding globally? What does that look like for new people coming on board?
I mean, I was one of the original engineers doing a lot of this stuff. So I was heavily involved in the process of doing reviews and audits and training. So one of the big focuses for us as we have grown is how do we maintain those processes and systems, and how do we improve on them? So all of our new consultants are comfortable to go out to site and can provide that value as well. And the way we do that is we do spend a lot of time with our employees. And I was over in Africa spending time with some of our senior consultants, just making sure that the process was being followed and we were getting the outputs that we were looking for. So I actually go to site myself when I need to. And same with most of our senior consultants, we really try and mentor and train. And if a client's got an engineer of ours on site, they don't have one engineer. They've essentially got our entire team that they can leverage off, which makes it a really powerful sort of combination.
You were talking about earlier about, you know, some of those skills have sort of, people are, you know, as people age out of the workforce, it's harder to find new people. Some of those skills are, you didn't say being lost, but they're, but essentially that is part of, people just haven't had, don't have the experience that they used to. When you're talking about upskilling people, you know, engineers, geologists, what generation is it? I mean, I'm sure it's a mixture of both, but is it, are you spending a lot of time with people that have been in the workforce a long time and there's all this new technology that they need to understand, or is it new people coming in and really don't understand the mining industry? It's not where they come out of.
Yeah, it's typically the younger workforce coming in. The hardest, or the thing where I learned most of my skills was from mentors and senior people in the industry. Now, the younger professionals coming into the industry don't have that luxury. They don't have as many senior people that have really in-depth knowledge. So they don't have as many mentors to actually learn from. So what we've wanted to do initially in AMPS, but now AMPS Academy, is provide another opportunity for those younger professionals to actually learn some of these skills. So the AMPS Academy, it's online training. We've got some amazing e-learning experts in our team, and we draw on the broader knowledge of the industry and put together on-demand training. So as an engineer, they're able to upskill themselves on the job when they need it. So if you're moving into a planning role, you'd be able to do the short 3 to 4 hour course on planning or scheduling. So then you understand the inputs, the outputs, what questions you should be asking when you actually move into that role. So you'll be able to learn a lot faster when you've actually got a mentor and someone to actually learn from when you are on site.
When you're talking to mines, you're bringing them on, are they trying to improve because of something that's coming, or are a lot of times you're dealing when they're having issues and they're realizing their staff is not up to where they need to be and now they're bringing you in? Sort of what stage do these conversations start happening, is I guess what I'm asking.
Yeah, as an industry as a whole, so the global resource industry, we're not great at learning before we need the information. And typically, we're coming in when something's going wrong and we need to try and upskill and train. We are slowly getting better and we are slowly investing more in our engineers and geologists. And that's why the AMPS Academy is being launched at such a perfect time.
Yeah.
Because we really need to be able to train and educate people a lot more before we get to that roadblock or the hurdles that we actually encounter.
Sorry, how long ago did you start? Did you start AMPS?
AMPS started 12 years ago.
12 years ago. The demand for mining, I mean, it was still there, of course. It's been there for thousands of years. But now we're seeing it just at a whole new rate, and it's just going to increase. I don't see any world where it doesn't. Have you noticed even an accelerated demand? Like the growth you've had, has it really been accelerated in even the past few years?
I mean, we've gone through the GFC and that sort of thing. So there were several years of consolidating and sort of growing our brand. There certainly has been a lot of growth over the last couple of years at AMPS. So there's certainly an ongoing need for resources, minerals, and mining engineers to do things efficiently. And as you mentioned, I think there's going to be a really big demand in the future as we lean even more onto the need for critical minerals and that type of thing.
What about people coming? I forget the name of the company that was on it, but they were basically job sourcing for people, bringing people from all over the world to mines. They were bringing them to Australia. Are you getting involved in that sort of upskilling where people are coming from all over the world now, getting pulled from Africa to Australia and Australia to Canada and back and forth? Is that part of it too, is getting people equipped in these local operations that they're coming to?
Yeah, it is. Just because someone graduates as a mining engineer doesn't mean they're ready for site. or different mining operations. So there's certainly a learning curve that needs to happen. Some operations provide some of that learning, but AMPS and AMPS Academy will hopefully be heavily involved in that transition. There are a lot of mining engineers that graduate around the world. I know North America needs mining engineers, Australia needs mining engineers, Africa, pretty much everywhere in the world needs good quality mining engineers.
So what's your setup going into the North America market? Are you going to, is it like small groups in some of these strategic areas, but then there's that support coming from Australia that, you know, like you're saying, you're not just getting one engineer, you're getting a team of engineers. Is it sort of a strategically be have one or two people in a local area, but then provide that support? Or what's the actual setup for the North American market?
Yeah, so we'll have engineers on the ground here, and they'll be working with the local teams. But just the broader team that we do have access to does include Australia as well. So even though we'll have those teams on the ground here assisting clients directly, we will be able to sort of leverage off the expertise and experience that we do already have in Australia.
And just to, before I let you go, building your team, how do you approach that? Because you're always trying to bring in new information, then redistribute it. What type of engineer works really well with your organization?
We try and recruit for personality. We can train the technical aspects, but we really want engineers that can engage with our clients, work in partnership with our clients, and work together as a team. So having that personality is really, really important to how we recruit. And just because someone's got an engineering degree doesn't mean that you're going to get a job at AMPS.
Is communication, is that the, I guess in your business that's as important as engineering, like you're saying. How did you learn it? How did you have it naturally, or did people did like even how do you kind of get that into a team culture, that ability to communicate? There's, you know, there's jokes about engineers and communication and all this sort of stuff. But how do you sort of make sure your team is communicating and have that culture of communication within the company?
Yeah, so we try and organize quite a few events to get our teams together. We provide professional development for our teams. We've also got a leadership program that we've launched just recently. So teaching people how to communicate, the emotional intelligence, considering other people's perspectives on things is really important. And that's why we've launched our leadership program within AMPS. And I suppose we've been very lucky in being able to build a really good culture at AMPS, and a lot of people want to work with us, and we've got a really good retention rate as well.
Is that leadership program an internal thing, or is that also offered to people outside of the company?
At the moment, it's internal, but with the AMPS Academy and our ability to develop training courses, we will be looking to commercialize that as well. So we can educate the broader community, whether that's mining or potentially other areas as well. So there is some future pipeline to expand that leadership program outside of only AMPS.
I'll leave you with this question, but I think it's an important one to ask. What kind of questions are you expecting outside of the ones maybe I've asked? But you know, at SME, you're heading over to PDAC, stopping in Vancouver. What's a common question or the question you're expecting from the North American market as you try to push into it?
Oh, tough question to finish on. I'm not totally sure on what types of questions I'll be expecting. I'm expecting to sort of discuss more around what AMPS and AMPS Academy do, and how amazing the AMPS Academy training could be for the global resource industry. So that's what I'm hoping I get questions about.
Right.
But we'll just have to wait and see, I suppose.
Well, you've got quite a good customer book already. So I'm guessing that opens up a lot of doors. Just people going, oh, okay. Well, if they trust you, we'll certainly have the conversation. So, thank you very much, Brendan. And again, thank you for your patience with us setting up first show of an event. It does happen. But yeah, I know you're going to have a busy show. I've heard a lot of good things about SME this year already. So yeah, have a great show. Thank you for coming on.
Great. Thanks very much. And come and see us at booth 2015.
Absolutely. Okay, and thank you everybody for watching. There's plenty more episodes coming at you. Make sure to subscribe. We're going to have, I think it's two separate websites. Let me just double check here. So to Amps Academy and to Amps, there'll be two separate links so you can access both. You can connect with Brendan on LinkedIn. We'll have his link there. Make sure to subscribe, follow them as well, and we'll see you on the next episode of Mining Now.